And the reason I mention that is because we're keen to talk about Tim Payne and the development, the evolution of the young man who is now the captain of the Australian cricket team. So who better to understand him and articulate that than his former coach at Tasmania for 9 years, Tim Coyle, who's currently on location in Papua New Guinea doing some coaching, but he's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, boys.
Just firstly, before we get too deep into the Tim Payne conversation, what's happening in Papua New Guinea?
I actually have some work in the cricket program, so I've been doing a little bit of work with them this year. So the head coach over here is former Queensland bowler Joey Dawes, who I worked with the Australian women's team, and I did some work with them, and he's up here doing some work as a head coach, so he dragged me up here to do a little bit of specialist coaching. It's really good cricketers up here and a good program.
Fantastic. It's good that we're spreading our wings and helping out the regions in the world of cricket. Can I ask you on Tim Payne, this young man that you've had a heap to do with through your time in cricket in Tassie, who's now the Australian cricket captain. Did you see anything back when you first came across him that this was something that could happen? Not obviously be Australian captain necessarily, but to be a leader like he's become in the world of cricket in Australia?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I suppose I'll go back to when Tim was probably 15, I reckon, coming through the Tasmanian programs and the underage programs under 17s and 19s. Back then, he was certainly a leader within the program. He was captain. Was very identifiable as a leader, just the way he went around about his business, even when he was 15 or 16 years of age. So no surprise that as soon as he worked his way into the senior system in Tasmania, that we always thought that there were leadership capabilities there. Obviously, it had to be mixed with what he was doing as a wicketkeeper and a time-honoured batsman, and then he batted in the middle order. So it was all a bit of a balance, but even when he wasn't captain, he was certainly a significant leader in our program.
Timmy, he must be incredibly resilient character. Of course, he was playing some Australian cricket, but the hand injury that set him back a long time, he just seems to be incredibly focused and resilient to be able to get back to where he is now.
Yeah, I think resilience is the word that describes him on many fronts. He's had some real disappointments and he's had some real challenges, physically, mentally, and yet he does bounce back very well. But he's a very strong young man, and right from the get-go in Tasmanian cricket, he certainly had the eye on the prize. He wanted to play cricket for Australia, and just the way he prepared, the way he inspired his teammates, he certainly led by example. Fairly tough individual in terms of what he expected of himself and others. So there are a lot of good things about him as a person and a cricketer that led to think that one day, if it ever happened, that he could be Australian captain.
Well, you coached him for so long, and you mentioned, obviously, the batting, the leadership and the glove work. What is the thing that he has probably improved on the most or put the most time into?
Oh, he's worked really hard on his wicket-keeping, and not that he certainly didn't do that because he needed to improve a great deal. He was already very good. His work ethic around his wicket keeping is as good as anyone I've worked with. Spends hours and hours and hours on it, and to make sure that he's got his game, that part of his game in order, so he doesn't have to worry too much about it. From a batting point of view, he started as an opening bat in Tasmania and scored a double 100 very early in his career, and then transitioned out of there to being where we took the bats at 6 or 7, and played a significant role for us through those years where we were successful. It was very important that we had a Tim Payne batting at number 7 in our order. He played some very, very valuable innings, not dissimilar to the way he played the other night, where he certainly held the bottom order together and scored some runs himself. So he's worked consistently on all parts of his game, and he's there's no stone unturned for him to make sure that he gets better every year. Even at 33 years of age, I reckon he's probably working harder now than ever.
Has it surprised you at how seamlessly he's sort of moved into this role? And we were talking earlier this morning to him about just some of his ideologies that are starting to sort of emerge as a leader, as a captain of the Australian cricket team. It's very impressive.
Yeah, I think really, like all young players do, you aspire to be, running out on the MCG Grand Final Day or the Boxing Day Test or, playing in front of a massive crowd in the subcontinent for your country. And I really think that Tim's always had that dream. He's always had that in the back of his mind. That's the thing that's driven him. So I'm not really surprised, particularly when, you see what what he's invested in the game with all the setbacks that he's had, you know. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that good things will happen to good people, and he's one of them. And he's just held his belief. I'm sure at times he's felt like it, you know, was over. But not yet to stop believing, which is really important. And there's also had some good people in his corner. He's had some really good people around him. Influence of George Bailey in Tasmania with Tim. I think a significant influence in his career has been Ricky Ponting, who he's very close with and would be a mentor for him in this period where he is captain of Australia. So I think, you know, no surprise, and I'm not surprised that he's doing as well as he's doing.
I want to ask you about that time when he almost, not so much gave it away, but when things were getting really difficult, when he couldn't get his finger right. He got that bouncer from Dirk Nannis in the exhibition game. He'd played cricket for Australia already, and he went through a period where he just couldn't get it right. How close was he to giving the game away?
Well, through that period where he had numerous surgeries, and just a number of reasons behind why it just didn't heal, and he kept trying to come back, and I remember a couple of times where he just broke at training. Again, he'd just walk off and throw his bat down and walk off and said, well, take his wicketkeeping gloves off and so it's broken again. And off he'd go. We wouldn't see him for a few months and he'd go and have some more surgery. It was so frustrating for him. But as I said before, there's one thing about him, that he's resilient, but his belief that, you know, one day he could get this thing right and be back playing was extraordinary. And, you know, no matter how many times he's got a setback, he still came back pretty strong, and he got through that period, and then just the recent period where he wasn't been selected in Tasmania, very close to leaving Tasmania to go and work in Melbourne. There was a couple of us in his corner then saying, don't turn your back on it yet, there's still more cricket to come. One of those is Adam Griffiths in Tassie, he's a coach, new coach now, and I certainly spoke to Tim quite a bit during that period. I'm sure Ricky would have done, and we're all saying, you know, let's just, you know, hang in there, something happened, and it did. And now we're seeing, you know, the results of that, which is fantastic.
And that scenario itself is fascinating and basically unbelievable how it's all unfolded since then. As you said, wasn't getting picked for Tasmania, and all of a sudden, next week, he's the captain of Australia with the circumstances obviously beyond his control that no one would have seen coming. To be able to deal with that and then, as Whitey said before, have the mental capacity and strength of character to lead in his own style, let alone feel comfortable in the team, it says a fair bit about his, and you talked about resilience before with Jim, but his ability to cope with different scenarios that's been thrown at him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, there were a few people that did stop believing in Tim Payne. Unfortunately, one of them wasn't him. You know, the Tasmanian people obviously thought they needed to go another way, and that's fine. That's decisions that happen in sport. But, you know, there were other people that still had a great belief in Tim and where his cricket could go. So, you know, we thank God for that, that that was still happening. And then, you know, an opportunity arose, you know, with his chance to get back into the team. There's no doubt in my mind that his wicketkeeping is, you know, up there, has been up there with the best in the country for 10 years, you know, despite, you know, even when he was injured, you know, he still ranked really highly as a wicketkeeper, and that was a true ranking. So when opportunities arise with the gloves, and they did, he was ready to go. So, and then the captain, it was quite a natural thing. I think most people now have seen what he brings to the table as a leader, and he's a very natural leader. He's worked hard at it, and he's got a great belief in his own ability to be a leader, which is also very important.
Tim, from the outside looking in a little bit, your time at Tassie, you had some really strong sides there, but it was almost pick and stick. You could name the Tassie players from that generation. Obviously, Bailey, Payne, Hilfenhaus. Yeah, it was always the same players you see bobbing up. When you look at the Australian side that Tim Payne is leading, do you think a bit of that philosophy will help the Australian side going forward, stick with a group of players and just ride through that for a little bit?
I don't think they've got any choice, Jimmy, really, to be honest with you. I think they've got to now stop, you know, the big changes and try and get the place settled down a little bit. And, you know, and the way to do that is to try and, you know, first of all, get the right players in. And I think they're not far off the mark now. And then give those people some chances to get some really good experiences under their belt, and we saw one the other night. You know, that will really, you know, add some steel to the group and some belief to the group, and then hopefully that develops, you know, into a win in the very near future. And that again is another great experience for this young team, and it will continue to build from there. But you're right; it's about maybe sticking to, our decisions now and believe in the players and give them a chance to try and string some things together.
You've mentioned him a couple of times, and so has Jimmy, George Bailey, and the influence he's had on Tasmanian cricket over the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, there was even thought that he might have been brought back to captain Australia, at least in short form cricket, after what happened in South Africa. What makes him so special?
I think the great thing about George is his approach to the game. You know, he still understands that and believes it is still just a game we're playing. You know, we're not a war here. This is a game. He can still manage to play the game with a smile on his face. He's a fantastic tactician, and he's a great people's person. You know, and he's had his own ups and downs with his cricket because, as you said all along, he's worked so hard to be successful as a batsman, and he can be very different and unique in the way he goes about things, as we see. But at the end of the day, he makes it work. And he's got a great communication style with his playing group. And most people in Australia look at George Bailey and think, well, he should have played a lot more cricket for his country. But as it turns out, he's probably satisfied himself in the amount of games he has played. So he walks around in a pretty good space. And that's the key to George Bailey. He's normally in a pretty good place every time he walks out the cricket field.
Certainly playing with that mindset, you think, just watching him from afar anyway. It's nice to have a chat, Tim, about those gentlemen, George Bailey and, of course, Tim Payne as well, who will be leading Australia into the second test this evening from 5 p.m. in Abu Dhabi. Good luck with all you're doing in Papua New Guinea. Look forward to chatting soon.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.